Here's an ambitious goal. By the year 2050, Iceland says it wants to be completely free of fossil fuels. It already has an advantage, lots of geothermal energy, but that can't take care of everything, and so hydrogen is being considered. Libby Casey reports from Iceland.
Iceland's first hydrogen car doesn't look like it's the most expensive Mercedes in the country.
Shall I start it up, see what happens?
Thorsten Helmersson works for Iceland's national power company, which is promoting hydrogen vehicles.
It drives just like an ordinary car.
But check out the boxy car's tailpipe, and you see why it's so special. The only thing coming out is water. Helmersson heads to the one place in Iceland he can fuel up on hydrogen, a Shell station on the outskirts of Reykjavik. When it opened 4 years ago, this was the world's only commercial hydrogen station. Now there are others in Europe and the United States, but they make their hydrogen from fossil fuels and truck it in. Here it's created on-site using just water and electricity. Jan Bjorn Skulason works for Icelandic New Energy, a company formed by government and business to build the hydrogen economy.
You put electric current into water, and water splits into hydrogen and oxygen. The oxygen is thrown into the atmosphere, so that's the pollution coming from the station, that's clean oxygen. And then we have hydrogen, and we compress the hydrogen and pump it directly onto a car.
Because Iceland's electricity comes from clean sources, the whole process emits almost no greenhouse gases. It sounds perfect, but there's a glitch. Until recently, this demo car was the station's only visitor. Another experiment that put three hydrogen-powered buses on the streets is over. One is in a museum. So with just 4 decades left to phase out fossil fuels, Skulason says the hydrogen revolution stalled.
It goes from one morning I'm very pessimistic and I think this will never happen, and then the next day I'm very optimistic and it will happen tomorrow.
Now things are looking up. This month, Icelandic companies started driving 10 new hydrogen cars, affordable thanks to public and private subsidies. Three are owned by Hertz, making this the first place in the world you can rent a hydrogen car. Margaret Linthal Steinthorstadter is the spokeswoman for Hertz. She hopes the cars will appeal to green consumers.
Thinking about the environment is always getting more and more popular, and Iceland is a very pure and natural country, so with more cars and more people living here, we want to keep it that way.
Driving the pure and natural way doesn't come cheap. Renting the hydrogen-powered Toyota Prius costs $300 a day. And you can't wander too far from that lone fueling station. Icelandic New Energy's Jan Bjorn Skulason says new stations won't be built until there are more hydrogen cars.
Everybody talks about the chicken and the egg problem. What comes first, the filling station or the car? It's actually quite complicated to do this.
That complication doesn't bother Iceland's Professor Hydrogen. Chemist Bragi Arnason spent decades talking about hydrogen before anyone believed it could work. He remembers trying to convince one government official.
He asked me, how long time will this take? I said, that takes 20 to 50 years. Well, then I am only elected to 4 years. So he was not more interested.
Arnason says the government still isn't doing enough to push hydrogen, but he does see some progress. This spring, a whale-watching vessel will replace one of its diesel engines with a hydrogen fuel cell. It's not clear yet how it will fare in the cold and salty North Atlantic, but Icelandic New Energy's Jan Bjorn Skulason says it could be part of the green experience.
Next summer, you can rent a hydrogen car, you can drive to the harbor, you could go out whale-watching on a very environmental-friendly ship where we are using the fuel cell technology. And the only pollution coming out is water. That must be the future picture for any clean technologies.
40 years may sound far off, but if Iceland wants to be free of fossil fuels by 2050, Skulason says they have to keep pushing forward now. Otherwise, the hydrogen revolution may always be 40 years away in the future. For NPR News, I'm Libby Casey.